Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okul and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes. Stop
Welcome back to the Sweat 7. So if you've joined us already this week, you will know that we are doing a few hot and heavy workouts. So short bursts of work, even shorter bursts of recovery. It's upper body workout day today. So 30 seconds on each of these exercises, just 15 seconds to catch your breath in between. So we keep it relatively simple. As always, if you don't know what any of these exercises are, check out the videos of me trying to show you them perfectly over on at the Sweat 7 pod on Twitter and Instagram. But we'll be starting with some shoulder taps and then moving straight into some press ups before bringing it down to the mat for your dorsal raises or supermans, and then back up to your shoulder taps, followed by your press ups, followed by your dorsal raises. Then we finish with high to low planks. So we repeat those first three exercises twice, and then we finish with a bit of a challenge with that high to low plank. So hopefully, relatively simple workout, but certainly not an easy one. We're going to get started in 10 seconds time with those shoulder taps. Set up in that high plank position, ready to reach one hand to opposite shoulder in 3, 2, 1. Go. 30 seconds of shoulder taps. So using this exercise this time around, just to get in position to squeeze that core belly button towards the spine, shoulders away from the ears, finding that core stability, just seeing how everything in the body is feeling today. Just scoping out how much energy you have, how much strength you feel like you've got. You've got another 5 seconds on these. 3, 2, 1. So just 15 seconds to shake it out, then we're back to that high plank for your press-ups. 30 seconds of press-ups.
7, 6,
in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So first set of 2 sets of press-ups in this workout. So take these ones relatively slowly. I just want you to feel out that range, start to build that press-up strength. You're already halfway through these press-ups. If you need to adjust and bring it down onto your knees or even up onto your feet if you're feeling particularly strong today, then do so for the next 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great, all the way down onto your stomach, hands at your temples. We're going to lift up through your dorsal raises or your Superman. So lifting the chest up off the mat.
7, 6.
In 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. So we lift and lower. Try not to jerk the body up off the mat. Lifting with control, lowering all the way back down to forehead. Connect with the mat and then lifting back. Working more into your back. Shoulders. A bit of a rest. You've got 10 more seconds on these. and then we repeat those first three exercises again. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Good, so we've done them once, we do them again. Shoulder taps, press-ups, dorsal raises. But on your shoulder taps this time, I want you to go much pacier with them. In 5 seconds' time, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So shoulder taps again, but this time really pushing your pace for 30 seconds. One hand to opposite shoulder. So we're pushing the pace, but we're not losing any of that form. We're keeping those hips level, keeping the shoulders stacked over your wrists. Halfway through. Starting to really drive that heart rate up now. 10 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Perfection. Back to your press-ups, and guess what? I want you to bring some pace to these as well, so if that means bringing it down to your knees, so we can get in as many press-ups as we can, then take it there. We go in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So your second set of press-ups, last set of press-ups for today, unless you fancy doing some of your own later. But with 20 seconds left of press-ups, how quickly can you move through them without losing that form, without losing that range? Grit your teeth, get through them. It is 10 more seconds. Last 5, 3, 2, 1. Perfection. Drop it down to the mat. We come back to those dorsal raises. So with these, we're not doing anything. We're not increasing the pace. We're not pushing it. We're doing the same thing. In 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So dorsal raises, Supermans again. But same pace as last time. So not trying to pick up the pace and start to jerk through the lower back. We're still just lifting, extending, and lowering back down to the mat. For the next 12 seconds. You've got another 5 seconds on these dorsal raises before your final move. In 3, 2, 1.
Rest.
15 seconds. Your final move is high to low plank. So we're going to set up in that high plank, come down onto your forearms and back up. In 5 seconds' time. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So high to low plank for the last 30 seconds. This should feel relatively challenging after all the work we've put our shoulders through on this workout. But it's only for another 20 seconds. Down, down, up, up, down on the left, up on the left, down on the right, up on the right. You're more than halfway through. Stay with me till the end of these. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And you are done. Great work. Well done. So it is a short workout, but it is by no means an easy one. So just take a second. Maybe lying on the mat, allowing those shoulders to come away from your ears. We've got 3 workouts this week, all of them that same format, 30 seconds of work and just a short 15 seconds of recovery. So come back for an abs workout. And if you missed it, go back and check out the lower body 3015 workout. And I will see you back here for more Sweat 7 very soon.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by George Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.